Come on in and take a seat as we dive into why was I created? Have you ever felt as if you should be doing more with your life? How many times have you felt unfulfilled? Have you received all of the blessings on your list and still felt as if something was missing? Have you ever felt so low that you did not have any desire to live any longer? Have you ever thought that depression had become too much and you gave up on yourself? Have you ever experienced suicidal ideation? Have those ideations ever turned into a plan or an unsuccessful attempt? How many new days, second chances, or failed attempts is it going to require for you to realize that you were created with purpose? Grab your Bible and let's talk. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, you can read a portion of a conversation between God and Moses. In verse 5, God lets Moses know that he knew him before he formed him in his mother's womb. He sanctified him before he was born, and he ordained him as a prophet of the nations. In verse 6, Moses gives God excuses as to why he wasn't the man for the job, so to say, by saying he was young and had a speech impediment. As we move down through the verses, in verses 7 and 8, God reassured Moses that he would be with him and he would guide him along the way. Let's go a little deeper. In verses 9 and 10, God anoints Moses' mouth with his words and provides instructions to him. Eventually, God used Moses to lead the Israelites out of slavery. This passage of scripture in Jeremiah should reiterate the topic of purpose. Just as God knew Moses before he was formed in his mother's womb, just as he sanctified and ordained Moses before he was born, he did the same for you. Let's talk about the transition from being known, sanctified, and ordained to where you may be today. Let's reference Ephesians chapter 2 in this passage. In verses 1 through 3, you can read about how the influence of the world may have become a downfall for you. In verses 4 through 9, you can read that even throughout your desire to please your flesh, God loves you enough to allow you an opportunity to be saved. Verse 10 reassures you that God had purpose in mind when he created you. So if this passage of scripture shows you what may have caused your transition from purpose to separation, do you not see what you need to do next if you are desiring to walk in purpose? Those things include accepting salvation, repenting, turning from any aspect of your lifestyle that you know is not pleasing to God. To build and sustain a relationship with God, you can start that relationship by praying, reading your Bible, and attending church services. Prayer is a form of communication with God. Simply talk to God just as you talk to your friends and family members. Tell him your thoughts, feelings, sins, desires, etc. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13 offer a prayer that you can read if you do not know where to start. There is a preconceived notion that since God sees and knows everything, that you do not need to pray to him about your personal life, your struggles, your desires, your trauma, and etc. That is false. God cares for you, as mentioned in 1 Peter 5 and 7. He is with you always, and he desires for you to come to him in prayer constantly. As mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 6 through 8, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, we need to be praying consistently. Make prayer a priority in your daily schedule and at least start and end your day with prayer. As far as reading the Bible, make sure you read a translation that you can understand. You can use the Bible app to sample the different versions before purchasing a hard copy of the Bible. Lastly, I encourage you to connect with a church and attend church services regularly. Once you find a church that is suitable for your liking, join the church by becoming a member. You may be thinking, "I do not need to go to church, Kiwi," or "that church did such and such, so I will never go back to church again." I am here to tell you that you do need to go to church. The Bible encourages us to assemble ourselves with other believers often. And you can find that in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. You would be amazed at how many people are going through or have overcome the same issues that you are facing. As far as the statement about church hurt goes, the people have done something in that particular church. But God did not do that to you. You have to forgive those people according to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. It was okay to leave that church, not the church. What I mean by the church is the body of Christ, as referenced in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. Find another church home and reconnect yourself to God in a church family. Let's talk about your specific purpose. Just as God purposed Moses to be a prophet, he has a specific purpose for you, and he will reveal that purpose to you and provide instructions regarding that purpose as you surrender to him and grow your personal relationship with him. For now, you can refer to what is called the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20, as your generalized purpose for God's kingdom. Ensure that day by day you are striving to be more like God, because you were definitely created in his image. If you would like to read this blog post, go on over to realtalkwithkivi.com and read all about it. Bye.